Finally this week, the Earth is, to put it lightly, a pretty important factor in humanity's origin. For a start, we live here. But the extent to which features of the planet, like rivers, rock type and plate boundaries, have shaped our evolution and human history runs very deeply. It affects everything from our development of intelligence right up to who you might vote for at the next election.
Don't believe us? Well, Lewis Dartmouth from the University of Westminster has just literally written the book on the topic. It's called Origins, How the Earth Made Us, and Georgia caught up with him to find out how we've been shaped by our own planet.
Humans are an animal species just like any other organism. We have been adapting to our environment. We've been influenced by our ecosystem, by the environment we've been growing up in. So in some sense, it's not surprising that as a species, we've been crafted by our natural world. And the reason that we evolved such high intelligence in East Africa is because the environment was exceedingly unstable and very quickly fluctuating because of a combination between the plate tectonics and that interacting with climate cycles to do with kind of Earth's wobbling orbit. So it was our environment that created us to be very intelligent.
Why would a changing climate help us become super smart?
Because if you have a relatively static environment, so say it's an environment that's always pretty dry, an animal can evolve a very good survival strategy to that, like a camel, and it would store a lot of water in its body and recycle all of that water and have kind of humps to minimise its body fat. But if you've got an environment that is always changing, fluctuating back and forth, there's no one body solution to that. And the best solution that evolution can come up with in that case is a behavioural solution. It makes complex, adaptable behaviour. It gave us intelligence.
Right, so if we'd had it good and easy and everything stayed the same, we'd have become simple camel-type things.
We probably wouldn't be having a conversation on the technology of radio. In fact, we probably wouldn't have language or tool use had it not been for this wildly fluctuating environment in East Africa.
How about more recently? I say recently, but like when humans started to start making civilizations.
So we look at the first civilization, and I'm sure everyone's familiar with Mesopotamia, this very fertile region between the rivers Tigris and Euphrates. And that's where the first large cities popped up. That's where the very beginnings of civilization began. And again, there's something really quirky about the plate tectonics in that region where humanity first built civilizations. And what's happening is the Arabian Peninsula is swinging away from Africa like this great big barn door of continental drift, and it slammed into the southern margin of Eurasia, of the other continental plate, and crumpled up a range of mountains called the Zagros Mountains. And when you've got a great big heavy mountain range, it pushes down the crust, the Earth's crust alongside it, and you get what's known as a foreland basin. And we often find rivers like the Tigris and Euphrates flowing through that foreland basin, and they fill up with a very fine, very fertile river-deposited soil. And so in a sense, humans settled and built their first civilizations in the place where it was easiest to get settled with agriculture and build these big populations, these first cities. And it was plate tectonics again that created that environment for us to settle into.
And what about us today, just like day-to-day lives? Is there anything that we've been influenced by that we might not know?
Another great example that really jumped out at me when I was writing Origins was, it's not just ancient history. We still bear this deep imprint of the Earth and the kind of geology underlying our feet in something as kind of current and free-flowing as politics. And there's a couple of examples in Origins. There is a very, very clear correlation between Labour voting constituencies and rocks dating back to the Carboniferous era. So looking as far back in Earth's history as 300 million years now. And again, that deep link is absolutely profound. It jumps out at you when you just look at the two maps that I put into Origins. And the explanation is actually quite simple, because Carboniferous age rocks are where the coal deposits are. And coal is what powered us through the Industrial Revolution in Britain. And it's been, and it still is, an incredibly important energy source in the modern world. And the reason that the Labour constituents map over with the coal deposits is that the Labour political party rose out of trade unions. So that the link there is relatively simple, but I still think it's absolutely profound when you think about it, that something like the political map of where people just happen to vote for different political parties correlates so strongly with the age of geological rocks that happen to lie beneath your feet.
Lewis Dartnell there. Is it fascinating, isn't it? And apparently there's a very similar thing going on in America with Democrats and Republicans too. And if you want to find out, you can check out his book, Origins, How the Earth Made Us.